This morning, we wrap up our Talking Politics series, checking in with our state legislators. Today, we are joined by freshman Representative Jennifer Schultz, serving in her first elected public office.
So I represent East Duluth, and this is the first time I've served in the legislature. So I got elected last November, and we officially got sworn in January. So it's been a pretty steep learning curve for me. You know, I come from academia. I'm a professor in the Department of Economics at UMD. I also am a director of the healthcare management program. So my field has been healthcare economics and health policy, and you know that's one of the reasons I decided to run for the legislature with Representative Tom Huntley retiring. It was that and issues around higher education funding and income inequality that I decided to run for office. I've had a great time down in St. Paul. I really, really enjoy what I do, and mostly it's because I can help so many people.
Well, how does it feel then? You've made it halfway.
It was kind of crazy at the beginning because I had no time to eat lunch even. So I would just be going, you know, people would be seeing me every 15 minutes. And then we sat in committees, and in the minority party, we're each on three committees. And I'm on some really sort of heavy committees, health and human services. And you do a lot of work on that committee.
Well, how lucky do you feel that you did get onto the committee that really was behind your intention?
I feel really lucky because as a freshman, sometimes you don't get any say in what committees you're on. So I'm very grateful for leadership to recognizing my expertise, and I can get on that committee and make a big difference. And even though we're in the minority, 2 weeks ago we got an amendment passed. It was a four-hour debate in committee. But it was a really important amendment because it addressed the legislative auditor's report on overspending by the state, paying health plans an excess amount. So we're going to audit what the state does, how we pay health plans, and hopefully save hundreds of millions of dollars. So for us, that was a huge win on the committee. And I was really involved in getting that amendment written and getting into a bill, a Republican bill.
Oh, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about your other committees.
So the other committees I'm on, one is state government finance. And it's a really good committee for a freshman because you learn about every department within state government and how it's financed and what it does, so its mission. So that's a really good way for me to learn about the operations of state government. So that's good. The third committee I'm on is ag policy. So, you know, this is, you know, even though I'm representing an urban area, we do have some issues on agriculture in our community. One is the seed library issue came up. So that was something we could address and bring to committee right away so people can exchange seeds, small sellers, small exchangers. And then another issue is our movement of local food. So we have the Great Lakes or Lake Superior Food Shed movement is to buy locally, produce locally, and distribute. So I wrote a bill and got it through committee to have some funding for grants available for communities to develop a local food hub, which is a way for small growers to bring their products to market. It's important for people to know where our food comes from and how it's grown, and you know, to be grown without a lot of chemicals is really important because we want to protect our water supply. So the other issue on ag policy that comes up that's important to our community is pollinators. So make sure that we have healthy bees to pollinate our food.
Well, let's just one last thing about committee work. That's where you're in the trenches. And so how is the communication and the debate across the aisle? You've kind of talked about a couple successes. How is the kind of the tenor?
You know, the ag policy committee is the most nonpartisan committee I'm on. So everyone gets along. We want to, you know, champion everybody's legislation and get it through committee. Health and Human Services is much more partisan because one side wants to kill MinSure, our health insurance exchange program, and they want to get rid of Minnesota Care, which has been a really successful program. It's basically our second Minnesota miracle. And to have legislation come through that basically eliminates it is really, really unfortunate. So that's a much more contentious committee, and that's where I have the most to contribute. So I do ask a lot of questions, and there's a lot of debate going on in that committee. So, you know, my sense is that we really need to protect people's access to affordable health care, and that's my mission. And that's when I approach every bill that I see that will hurt that mission. I'm very vocal about it.
What do you want Duluthians to know about your work in St. Paul 2015?
Well, you know, I'm really proud of Duluthians because they're really good at advocating. And I have so many in my office every week that they're visiting the Capitol advocating for a certain social issue. So I feel like I'm very much in touch with what Duluthians want and need in our community and for the whole state. And I'm just so proud at their advocacy. They get involved in every issue. They're touching it. So that's what's really great. What I want people to know is that, you know, we have a huge budget surplus, almost $2 billion. And what I'd like folks to advocate for, because I think this is going to be a debated topic, is how important funding our transportation is for our community. We have every mode of transportation in Duluth. We have a port, we have an airport, roads and lots of bridges, and even our infrastructure under the roads is deteriorating. So our pipes, sewage, water infrastructure, we need funds. And our community really needs to have a loud voice in saying we need to use some of that surplus and maybe more revenue sources to increase our spending on infrastructure and transportation. So the other thing is part of that surplus, it's really important that we save some of that and increase our reserve fund for good bond rating, that we don't spend it all. Because, you know, as an economist, the cycle's up and down. So, you know, we are in a good revenue cycle now, but that's not going to last forever. So we need to make sure we put that in reserve. So when we have a recession, we have money. We don't have to increase everybody's taxes.
Well, speaking of advocacy, how should people reach you? What is the best way to share their concerns?
Yeah, so whatever's convenient for folks. I respond to emails and letters and phone calls, and I try to make myself available in the community when I'm home. Every month I'll do coffee with constituents, and I advertise in the Duluth News Tribune and on Perfect Duluth Day. So there's ways to reach out to me and meet with me when I'm back in the community, but also when they're in St. Paul. I always make it a priority to meet with constituents if they're down at the Capitol.